Unit 26. The sounds m, n, and m. To pronounce the sound m, press your lips together and make a voiced humming sound. Release the air through your nose. Repeat the following examples.
Maybe. Mother. Tomorrow. Famous. Name. Them. Him. From. Games. Tamed. Camp. Comb. Climb.
Usage tip. I'm means I am. Practice for mastery. Read the following sentences and repeat them after the speaker.
My name is Emily. Maybe my mother will make something. I'm coming home with them tomorrow. My roommate is from Maine. I'm from Alabama.
To pronounce m, place your tongue against your palate and hold it there. Make a voiced sound and release the air through your nose. Repeat the examples.
Name. Never. No. Any. Money. Funny. And. Angel. Interest. Thin. Sane. Then. Envy. Planes. Trained.
Usage tips. N is added to the indefinite article a to make an. A is used before words that begin with a consonant sound, and an is used before those that begin with a vowel sound. Both a and an are pronounced with the unstressed vowel sound. Listen to the following examples as you read them in the book, and repeat them after the speaker.
A before consonant sounds. A hat. A lock. A man. A nice man. A rose. A sentence. A Xerox copy.
An before vowel sounds. An apple. An orange. An extra copy. An inch. An elevator. An umbrella. An apartment.
The following words begin with the consonant sound h and are preceded by a. Repeat each phrase after the speaker.
A happy child. A hysterical child. A history lesson. A historic house. A historical novel.
The following words begin with the letter H, but it is not pronounced, so the words begin with a vowel sound and are preceded by the article an. Repeat these phrases after the speaker.
An honor. An honest answer. An honorable discharge.
The names for the following consonant letters actually begin with vowel sounds. Look at these letters in your book as you pronounce their names after the speaker.
H. L. M. N. R. S. X.
Use the article an when using these letters by name. Listen to the examples and repeat them after the speaker.
An HOV lane. An LSAT test. An MBA degree. An NBC program. An RSVP. An SOS. An X-ray.
N'T is added to certain verbs to make negative contractions. Read the examples and repeat them after the speaker.
Aren't, weren't, don't, can't.
When the contracted verb ends in D, T, V, or S, the unstressed vowel "uh" is pronounced before the N, adding another syllable to the word. Read these examples on page 120 and repeat them after the speaker.
Wouldn't, shouldn't, couldn't, didn't, hadn't, mightn't, haven't, isn't, hasn't, wasn't, mustn't.
N is the past participle marker for many verbs. Listen to the examples and repeat them after the speaker.
Taken, eaten, driven, given, gotten, frozen, proven.
Practice for mastery. Now repeat the following sentences.
The sun shines. The thin man is an African dancer. Mine is fine. Tony has taken the train. Nancy has many new friends. They haven't eaten the tuna.
The letter N is silent in the following words. Repeat them during the pauses as you read them in your book.
Autumn. Column. Him.
Contrasting sound practice. To compare M with M, repeat the following words after the speaker.
Might. Night. Mirror. Near. Dime. Dine. Hem. Hen. Lame. Lane. Simmer. Sinner.
Recognition practice. Before listening to the next exercise, look at the pictures on pages 116 and 117. You will see that the difference between the sounds m and n make a big difference in their meaning. The speaker will read one of the sentences from each pair. Circle the sentences you hear, or repeat them now and do the written exercise later. The answers are on page 126. You may wish to record yourself while reading these sentences and then compare your pronunciation with the model on the CD.
I'm doing the same thing. We would love a little sum. She brought a hem for me to fix. The dimmer's on the table.